Well, it is a bit of a war zone in downtown Seattle. It is still that way. A revolving door of justice just keeps putting criminals back out on the streets. The fact that we have legalized drugs in King County means there are a lot of heroin and meth addicts walking around, a lot of people with mental illness, and a lot of drug gangs that are fighting for turf on the streets. Listener Kevin is one of the latest victims of an attack in downtown Seattle. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Kevin, I appreciate you coming on with me today.
No, thank you for having me.
Okay, so I've seen the police report, but walk my listeners through what happened to you.
So Saturday afternoon, I am a resident of Seattle. I live in the Belltown neighborhood on 2nd Avenue. And Saturday afternoon, I just got back from taking my daughter on driving lessons, and we were hungry, so we decided we were going to have hamburgers. And we have a local grocery store by the name of Dan's, and I took a walk to the grocery. And as I turned on 3rd and was walking up the street, there was a group of 4 individuals at the bus stop, and as I approached them, one broke off and came towards me and shoulder-checked me into the fence. Had some choice words that probably not radio appropriate. And as I turned to face him, the 3 individuals with him jumped me from behind, and then the 4 of them jumped me. And in front of the grocery store at 6:30 p.m. on 3rd Avenue, those 4 individuals fought me, and then once they took me down, beat me into the cement for at least 30 seconds before I was finally in kind of a desperate ploy, you know, at a break in the fight, I had started screaming, you know, that they were going down, that the cops were right around the corner. And it kind of gave them pause, and they balked and took off running, said they had to go. And then I called 911 and chased them past 2nd to 1st to the Bell Tower housing that's there. And got to give it to the cops on that one. They did arrive just as I did and were able to get inside and apprehend 2 of the individuals.
Okay.
And since then, it's just been, you know, a mission of trying to get the word out there about, you know, what's happening in Seattle and what's being allowed to happen. And, you know, what we're seeing in my neighborhood is, you know, we have a large population of mentally ill and addicts. And what you get then is you get these varying groups coming in who, knowing that there's no enforcement on any sort of drug policy, they come in. You can see, you know, from the reports, you know, these individuals who attacked me aren't even from Seattle. You know, they're from Federal Way. They're from these other places, and they come to our neighborhood to deal to these people, you know, and cause this havoc. And at the end of the day, they go home because they don't live here. And then what we're left with is, you know, a local population.
As I was introducing you, that's what I said, that so much of the violence that we're seeing is these gangs that are in a turf war. They're in a, you know, drug turf war, and there's a lot of money at stake. I know that, you know, police suspect these were gang members who jumped you. It was 3 men and 1 woman, is that right, who jumped you?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
So, and whether or not they were gang members, I don't know, but they were yelling that they were blood members. Now, that could just be self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
But their comments are of that nature.
Right, right. And so did they steal from you? I mean, what were they trying to accomplish when they jumped you?
No, they didn't steal anything from me. I honestly think that what they were just trying to accomplish was intimidation. You know, if they had hit me and thrown me into that fence and I had cowered, you know, who knows? Perhaps they had walked on. And I think when I stood up and faced them, you know, and then the other 3, you know, one ran up at that point, yelled, "What did I think I was going to do about it?" And then they jumped me. You know, they didn't take anything. You know, I just think it was just a random violent assault for the sake of violence.
We also have, you know, a story in the news today. I know you're aware of it, about 2 women in Belltown who have been randomly attacked. One of them was just kicked in the face, blindside kicked in the face on a bus. Another woman was, you know, trying to beautify the neighborhood. She was planting bulbs in a little planting square where a tree was on the sidewalk. And again, a guy walking down the sidewalk just blindside kicked her in the face. She has 10 fractures. If you're a resident of the neighborhood, I assume you are aware of all of these things that are happening down there.
You are aware. And, you know, as a, you know, I have several properties I oversee in the neighborhood and about 150 tenants. And, you know, the theme overall is people who live here are afraid. You know, it's important to you talk about the woman who was kicked in the face, you know, while planting a garden, you know, details of that. That woman is a grandmother, an elderly woman who was, you know, bent over doing her own thing, planting, and a young male comes up behind her and roundhouse kicks her full force to the side of the head and then just walks off. The yeah. viciousness of these assaults being perpetrated is insane. And then to have, you know, the thing that really blows my mind about all this is that four individuals can jump a man at random, kick his head into the cement. There are witnesses to this going on, witnesses who talk to the cops. And because there aren't life-threatening injuries, the city of Seattle will treat it as a misdemeanor. Because the fact that there aren't life-threatening injuries is really a stroke of luck, because all it takes is that wrong angle sure. on the cement, and it goes from not life-threatening to now you're a vegetable. Or
well,
and
we have a Seattle City Councilwoman who wants to legalize all misdemeanors. So there is an effort to legalize what happened to you in yeah. the city of Seattle. And you know, that's where, until we start electing some politicians who have a bit of common sense, I don't know how we ever get the streets back.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think it's a multifaceted deal with a lot of angles. The comment I can make on the city council is that I have written every city council member, and I have not had a single reply on the incidents that are occurring in Belltown.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't think, you know, I think it's a... I think there's a lot of focus on a specific agenda, and if it doesn't fit that, then they ignore it. And I think we've come to a place where there is not a concern for the everyday citizen who lives in Seattle.
Well, you said at the beginning you took your daughter for a driving test. I have three daughters. How long can you continue to raise a kid in that neighborhood?
Well, and that's the thing. So her mother lives in Bothell, and we split time, and it's getting to the point where her mother won't allow me to take the kids to downtown Seattle. You know, if we're going to spend time, we have to go outside because she doesn't feel safe with them staying at my home. And to be fair, I don't feel safe. You know, at this point in time, there's nowhere downtown that I can take my child where it feels safe. And we can no longer go to the parks because the parks certainly aren't safe.
No.
You know, the parks are no place for a child downtown, and I don't even have to specify what that is. Feel free to take a drive yourself, you know, and see what it has become.
It's unbelievable. Well, there are still two suspects at large in your attack, and they already released the two that they caught, right?
They bailed out. So,
They
were prosecuted with a misdemeanor. It wasn't completely waived, and my understanding of that is that the city of Seattle is not allowed to charge beyond a misdemeanor. If it wants to go above a misdemeanor, that's on King County, and King County said that they would not pursue. So my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding is that a misdemeanor is the max that Seattle can do.
Yeah, and so people have to understand, this is the kind of crime our city council wants to legalize, that they want to encourage even more of. All right,
and well, understand that if you're in Seattle and you're assaulted in this manner, as long as they don't cause life-threatening injuries, they're not going to do anything for you. This will continue. They will be let out, and they will do it again.
Yeah, I know. It is very sad what's happened to our city. Well, I appreciate you sharing your story. It's important to get the word out, Kevin, and all my best to you as you recover from this emotionally.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Okay. All right. Good talk with you. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, you have a nice day.
You too. That's Kevin. He lives in Belltown, jumped by four people, described by Seattle police, three black males, one black female who jumped him, and two of them have already bailed out. Two were never caught, and you got to be careful if you're walking around the streets of Seattle these days. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973, and we do have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.